How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Graham McNamee speaking from Navin Field in Detroit, Michigan.
Navin Field, a.k.a. Briggs Stadium, a.k.a. Tiger Stadium, officially turned 100 years old yesterday, or it would have if it hadn't been torn down in 2009 and replaced with a mostly empty lot. Fenway Park, which opened the same day as Tiger Stadium, did celebrate its 100th birthday yesterday. Inappropriately, the Red Sox lost to the Yankees 6-2. Many times over the past century, Fenway narrowly escaped the wrecking ball. Only a game's Karen Given has the story of how Fenway made it to 100.
You come out of a tunnel, it opens up, and your first thought is, my God, this is awesome, it's majestic. And your second is, wow, it's tiny. And I think every time I've ever gone into the park, those same two thoughts collide.
Janice Page edited Fenway Park, a salute to the coolest, cruelest, longest-running Major League Baseball stadium in America. It's one of at least a half dozen books about Fenway out this spring, but it's the only one co-written by the Boston Globe's John Powers. Powers loves Fenway, but that doesn't mean he's blind to the building's faults, like narrow seats in the grandstands and cramped quarters in the clubhouses. And then there's the smell.
Mostly it is a stale smell. Stale beer, you know. Anytime I'm walking through the corridor, my feet stick because people have spilled Coke on the ground.
Despite its faults, Powers isn't the least bit surprised that Boston decided to preserve its relic.
Only in Boston do we do this, right? We are the only people who will renovate the old State House after we have a new State House, or renovate an old City Hall when we have a new City Hall. We just don't like throwing buildings away.
Red Sox CEO Larry Lucchino has a much simpler explanation for the $250 million expenditure.
The Red Sox wouldn't be the Red Sox without Fenway Park.
Last Monday, Lucchino nearly took out a throng of reporters as he drove an injured Boston Mayor Tom Menino around the ballpark for his annual tour. Back in 1999, when then Red Sox CEO Jim Harrington announced that Fenway couldn't be made profitable, the mayor supported the idea of a new ballpark. But you won't catch him admitting that now.
I had some questions early on when they were trying to tell us that the bowl of the park was broken and... They showed some evidence of that fact, but then when the new ownership took over, they showed us a fact that those things could be corrected, and they did correct it.
Not all of Fenway's quirks can be corrected. Despite a slew of improvements that happen every year between the months of November and April, the mayor met with reporters just across the concourse from a metal staircase, painted green, but showing more than a few signs of rust. Leslie Sterling served as the team's PA announcer from 1994 through 1996.
I love that part of it, though, because it's like when you're going on Antique Roadshow and they say, oh, well, if you had cleaned this up, it wouldn't be worth as much because it wouldn't have the patina and the signs of age.
Oh, my goodness. There's a staircase that we use as front office employees, and the steps are out of line. Someone says, is this what we mean by charming?
Dr. Charles Steinberg came on board when John Henry, Tom Werner, and Larry Lucchino bought the team. Some say the new owners saved the park because it was a good PR move. Others say that after spending $700 million, more than twice the previous record sales price to buy the team, John Henry et al. Didn't have enough cash left to start over. But Dr. Charles points out that Lucchino had been involved with building Camden Yards at a cost of less than half the price tag of Fenway's renovations.
So you weren't doing it to save any money. You're doing it because Fenway was the inspiration for Camden Yards and the 20 or so ballparks that have followed. And when you have a chance to preserve the Mona Lisa, you do that.
Fenway has a long way to go before it reaches Mona Lisa's 500-plus years. But the question on everyone's mind this week is whether the park can make it to its next centennial celebration.
I guess that won't be our question to answer, but you do at least believe you have given future generations the opportunity to examine that question.
You know, I can't speak in depth about your beloved Fenway. I have never been there. I know about it.
Dennis Garrity is the president and CEO of Packer Fan Tours, which brought people from 21 different countries and 47 out of the 50 U.S. states to Lambeau Field last year. Lambeau is currently undergoing a $143 million project to add, among other things, about 6,700 seats. But that's not going to put much of a dent in a list of 90,000 people waiting for approximately a quarter of a million season tickets. Lambeau has another 45 years before it matches the 100-year mark Fenway celebrated yesterday. Can the sod that Lombardi trod make it that far?
Oh, my. Things become old and obsolete and disposable in our culture so quickly, it's hard to say. I have a good feeling that Lambeau is going to be around, though, in another 45 years and beyond.
For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.